This is like high school. That's fine. I mean, that's the only way I could put it. It's like every day I wake up, it's like Groundhog Day.
My name is Daniel Astorga, and I'm 38. I've been working in the market for 20 years.
The name of my business is Pronto Produce, which means produce quickly. As small as this place may seem, you're looking at 100 businesses here, just within this small proximity. Quite a bit of produce just moves through this place. I mean, just in the LA area alone, produce-wise or fruits and vegetables-wise, you're talking about hundreds of tons of produce that move on a weekly basis. We have one of the widest varieties of just fruits and vegetables that anybody has ever seen. Our main demographic here is independent, ethnic, you know, businesses, whether it's a small, you know, restaurant or a small market. And there's also people that sell out in the streets, things like that. Since my clientele is ethnic, I think it'd be rare to your regular American household. I mean, not too many American households have plantains or yuca root, you know, things like that. But I mean, if you go to a Cuban house, you'll find yuca. If you go to anybody that's Central American, you'll find plantain or South American or Jamaican, things like that. I mean, in onions, just in onions alone, we have red onions, white onions, and brown onions. It just depends on what you like. We also have pineapples, papayas, mangoes. I mean, it just depends. The thing about this type of business, it's almost like a perpetual business. It just keeps kind of working over and over. It's not an extremely profitable business. But I mean, majority of ethnic independent businesses aren't either. They're not extremely profitable. But, you know, it's better than a day job, for me personally. I would prefer a better schedule, but then again, for produce, this is the optimal schedule. For the vegetable itself, because of the temperatures and sunlight. So, I mean, it's about the only schedule that's available for the industry. My first memories of working here, I was about 13, 14 years old, and I used to come on the weekends when I was in high school. And it was just completely different thing, you know, non-traditional. Coming in here, it was kind of like foreign. Working at night was also very unnatural. Initially, it wasn't something that you would like, especially if you're a high school kid. You get taught that everything's so traditional, you know, you're gonna go to an office, you're gonna work 9 to 5. And for the majority of us, that's not the case. So coming here actually opened my eyes to entrepreneurship. I've worked for big corporations where you're like picking up the phone and selling. Worst job in the world. The monotony of it is a killer. Seeing a computer screen in front of me and having a phone is just, it's not for me. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just not for me. I could eat fruits and vegetables all day. And I think that's the reason why I'm in this industry. I constantly taste, I mean, you gotta be part of your business. Just like a chef tastes his food, I constantly got to. You know, you don't get this big, you know, I mean, you know, not eat. I've been vegan before. You know, my employees told me that it was a bunch of hooey. They challenged me that they said that I wouldn't be able to do 6 weeks of veganism. Did it in a heartbeat, didn't skip a beat. Actually, the slogan, I don't have my t-shirt on, but the slogan for our business is eat more produce, so. This business absorbs a lot of money quickly. And the tendency behind that is that a lot of people that have made it tend to become overconfident and things like that. It's just one of those things where you just gotta keep changing. The market's always changing. To say personally that I've made it, I really can't, because I've met people that made it and then they unmake it, which is a horrible story.